Poet, novelist, educator, Dr. Maya Angelou joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. And with whom am I speaking?
My name is Bruce Van Dyke, along with Craig Adams.
And I see. Thank you, Mr. Van Dyke and Mr. Adams. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We enjoy and appreciate you joining us this morning to talk about a lot of different sort of things. State of Ohio, as many of the states around, is starting an early voting. Craig, tell me a little bit about that. That starts in Lorain County, I know, on Tuesday?
Starts on Tuesday, and people have an opportunity, if you are registered to vote, to cast your ballot early, all month long here in Lorain County.
Can you register and vote at the same time?
That's a great question. Tuesday is the deadline to register to vote.
So, well, I hope they can also vote. But in any case, please, we all must be registered. I have a question to ask you. Now, where is Elira in relation to Toledo?
It'd be between Toledo and Cleveland. So Elyria, which is in Lorain County, is just kind of along the shore. The Lorain area is that.
Yes.
So it's just about 20, 30 miles west of Cleveland.
I see. I know it then.
Yep. We're there.
Yes.
There's as we mentioned, the voting. How has voting for you changed over the years? You've been through many elections.
Yes.
I bet through this time. Here we are in 2012. It's quite a difference from what was in the 30s and 40s for you.
That's right. In the 30s, I was being raised by a grandmother in a little village in Arkansas about the size of your studio. And my grandmother, my father's mother, and her other child, my uncle, would go down to the voting area every year, and they would be asked questions like, if you can tell me how many angels can dance on the head of a pin, or how many bubbles in a bar of soap, I will believe you're eligible to vote. And, of course, that's impossible. So they would be sent back. You're not eligible. They would be sent back embarrassed, belittled, debased. They would weep at the house, and others would stand around and weep with them. And then the next year, they'd go back again. And every year, back again. And finally, it has been legislated that all Americans who are registered to vote, all Americans can register, and those registered to vote can vote. That is such a huge step forward, and we have to say so, and we have to be proud of ourselves for coming that far, for dropping that much ignorance.
Why is it that you think, though, even in a day like now, 2012, the turnout to the polls still seems to be, quite low?
It's embarrassing, really, when there are people who have fought and some died to get the right to vote, that people don't get up off their sofas. Could have said something else.
Yeah.
Off their sofas and go and register and vote. So we can say I have a say in what's happening in my country, because this is our country, And whoever leads us, we have the right to say, I want this person to lead me. And then we have the right and responsibility to back him up, to say to the other elected officials, support this man's plan. Support, this is a good plan. I think that President Obama really meant 3 years ago that he intended to lower the debt and to raise the economy. I think he didn't expect the resistance, the opposition that he encountered. I think that there were people who dug their heels in the day he was elected and said, no matter how good his plans, no matter how wonderful it would be for my country, I'm not going to support him. I will not. I will not give him the support he needs to get this over. I don't think he expected that, really. And so sometimes we, the voters, we vote people in and then leave it to them to say, okay, shoot your best shot. I voted for you. Go do it. Not realizing that nobody can do it alone. No, you know, Americans, you know that we don't go lightly into that dark night. We need help. And so I think we have a good man, and I think he means well. He means to continue to grow the country from the middle out, not from up, not from the top down. I believe that.
A year
so
ago,
I'm thumping the drum for him.
A year ago, you received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Obama. What was that experience like for you? What did that mean to you?
Well, I could hardly speak. Fortunately, I wasn't asked to say anything. I could just sit there and smile and look wise. But the truth is, I might have just blubbed. I thought I'm the part of the group most recently bought and sold legally, and I'm offered this Medal of Freedom. And then I thought about the Jews and people coming from Eastern Europe trying to escape the pogroms, the little and large murders, and arriving at Ellis Island having their names changed to something utterly unpronounceable, coming to America to find freedom. And the Arabs coming from the Middle East to find freedom, a free place where they can worship, where they can find some rights. And then the Spanish-speaking people. I thought of all of us coming from all over the world, the Asians coming to America looking for freedom. And here it was in the palm of my hand on a beautiful ribbon saying, here's the Medal of Freedom. I tell you the truth, Mr. Adams and Mr. Van Dyke, I could hardly stop weeping with gratitude, and I accepted it for all people, all of us, who need it so desperately. We need freedom more than we need oxygen, more than bread and water. But to stand erect and to grow into the human beings we want to be, the real men and women, not just males and females. Born with certain genitalia, if you don't get run over by an out-of-control truck, you can be an old male or an old female. But to be a man, to be a woman, is something so almost holy.
I wanted to mention one other thing.
We need freedom for that. Sorry, go on.
As we end on a little bit of a lighter note, you're connected into Facebook. What do you like about that technology with it allows you to kind of put some wisdom out there, maybe connect with all of those people? And you have very pleasant etiquette on your Facebook page, I might add, too, as well, as many posts can kind of go in different directions. I just wonder what your thoughts are as an artist to use this as a platform.
Well, I'm thrilled. I'm honored. And of course, pleased that almost 4 million people are my friends. Now, mind you, there is this. Just now, I'm celebrating my 84th year on this planet. And I am so many generations away from technology that I do my best to turn on the lights on the side of the wall. My friends, my family, and my assistants have to turn on the laptop to let me see how many friends I have and what people are saying. I am grateful, however, that I am cared for, and oftentimes I'm imitated on Saturday Night Live. Some of the people, I mean, by black people, black men, and white women. There was a white woman who was Maya Angelou a few weeks ago, And all she did was put on big pearls, which I wear all the time. And she was Maya Angelou. And she used late and almost forgotten words, really. And Tyler Perry had done Maya Angelou on Saturday Night Live. And they deliberate about speaking and talk like that. Uh-huh. And choose big words. And it's hilarious. I like it.
It just sort of kind of brings you to a different generation, and people who may be seeing that as a humorous thing want to know the context, may look up your works and your films, poetry, that type of thing, and it's just another way of exposing what you do through all those generations to a newer group of people.
You know, and my daughter who goes to Ohio State University now, grew up on Elmo Saves Christmas. You know, that was terrific.
I know, and new people are growing up on it, too. I did one Sesame Street where I sang with Elmo. My name is Maya. It's a good name. It's not your name, but it's good just the same. And I was walking through an airport, and a man holding about a four-year-old in his arms. As they passed, the child said, "My name is Peter. It's a good name. It's not your name. This is the same." And the father said, "Hush, hush, hush." And he turned around and saw me, and he said, "Oh, hi. I wish you hadn't done that. This is all we hear all the time."
Well, you never...
He said, "We thought we had it with the purple dinosaur." But no, you're worse.
That's great. Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us and sharing the thoughts and remind people about the early voting and registering to vote. And getting out and vote is one of the most important things that they can do in our society. Thank you.
I thank you both, and I wish you the best. And when I know I'm going to be in Cleveland or even near Elmira,
Elyria,
I'm going to call you and see if I can come and see you in person.
That would be an honor. Thank you very much for the time this morning.
Thank you both.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.